Well, earlier on, Dave asked you all to take a straw, turn it into a triangle, push a skewer through the middle of it and spin it round on its end in a bowl of water. And Dave's sitting next to me and I am so intrigued to find out what happens. So, Dave, what's going to happen? What are we going to see when this goes on?
Well, the best thing to do is to actually try it.
So, oh, I'm going to have a go. Okay.
So we've got the straw. There's basically two straws, open ends at the top. Two sides of the triangle, we've got open ends at the top. So if you spin that nice and quickly...
Do I let go of it or do I keep holding
it? Keep holding it and spin it nice and quickly.
In one direction?
In one direction.
Oh! Oh, I
that was
see.
Fantastic.
I see. I'm
That's
covered
why
in
Dave
water.
Got you to hold it. Yeah.
That's the last time I offer to have a kitchen science. So what happened is the water flew out of the open ends of the straw. I'd have another go, but I think I might get the microphone wet.
Yeah, we should probably be a bit careful.
That was really good.
It was like a rather beautiful fountain for a moment there. Fantastic. Why is it doing that?
Okay, it was a bit like a water sprinkler, wasn't it? What's happening is that when you spin the straw round, you've got a little bit of water in the bottom of that and you're spinning that round as well. Now, if you sit on something which is spinning, there's what's called a pseudo force, which gives the impression that everything's actually being thrown outwards. It's called centrifugal force. It's actually because things are trying to carry on going in a straight line and you're making them go in a circle. So it's easy to think of it as centrifugal force in this case. And so what's happening is that the water is getting pushed outwards by the pseudo force, centrifugal force, and the only way it can move outwards is by also going up the tubes until it eventually gets right up to the top and it carries on coming out. And once it's up the top, it's moving quite fast because it's spinning, so it gets thrown outwards and produces a lovely sprinkler effect.
Fantastic. Is that how real sprinklers work?
Not so much how real sprinklers work. It is how a lot of real pumps work. So the pump on your vacuum cleaner works in exactly the same principle. You basically just get a big electric motor, attach it to what's called an impeller, which spins the air around really fast. You let the air in the middle and gets thrown out the side and comes out the side of the vacuum cleaner through the little vents. And so it sucks air out of the bag, sucking air in, and so you've got a vacuum cleaner. It's also how most of the pumps in a washing machine work, and basically any pump, which is the simplest kind of pump you can do, which will move lots and lots of fluid at fairly low pressure.
Good stuff. Well, thank you very much for giving me a good soaking.
We thought you needed a wash, Helen. That's what it is.
Ah, ha, ha.